Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, back here on OMF, we're waiting for Tom Brady. Last week he was like 35, 45. Sure, he'll be asked these questions, and I'm sure he will, you know, try to work around those questions. Probably won't answer anything. Then probably the first question will be, is AB still living in your house? Has Giselle thrown AB out of the house yet? I mean, we may get some of that.
That's up for talk show debate. What do you guys think?
I don't know. And then we'll get to our guy, Teddy Bruschi, coming up at 4:30 today. In the meantime, your phone calls. Here's David in Brockton. David?
Hey, guys. Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. What's up?
Good. So back in March, Robert Kraft was charged with misdemeanor solicitation of prostitution, as we all know. His story, just like AB's, led national news, CNN, ESPN, all of them. There were requests from politicians, from folks from the left, requesting the commissioner to act swiftly and fastly. We had national media outside the stadium. We were speculating he's going to get six games, going to get eight games.
Yep.
There's no way he was going to be on the field for opening night. Fast forward 5-6 months, there he is, smiling on the field, pulling the banner down. And ABC, NBC, whoever broadcasted the game, Michaels and Collinsworth, not a mention. Not one mention of Robert and his solicitation.
Yep.
So basically,
shocking. You're right.
It's swept under the rug.
Well, it wasn't swept under the. It was swept under the rug because down there, the sheriff and law enforcement, they screwed it all up. The prosecutor screwed it all up.
Yeah, I think they
made a mess of the case. So they were. They made it a human trafficking case, and there was no human trafficking. And then they did things. They used the Patriot Act to actually be able to take away his liberties for certain things, and they got it tossed back in their face. It's still alive, by the way, David. It's still there.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
But
the court, it hasn't gone away yet.
Yep. Okay. But he, Robert, and his team was able to not issue a stay per se, but basically, I think we all agree nothing is going to happen.
Yeah, hold on one second. If you think that he's going to take his group of lawyers, the five lawyers he had or whatever, help this guy out?
Yeah,
is that what you're getting at?
Okay, I'm not implying it. I would think he's going to give him some help. He's got one of, if not the best wide receivers that just joined his team that could make 2007...
Okay, we got to go because Brady is coming up to the podium. I don't buy that. I don't buy that he's going to do that. He's been in the organization for 2 days. There's no way he is going to put. He doesn't know this kid. He doesn't know whether he's telling the truth or not.
Hey, use my lawyers.
Yeah, no way.
I'll pay for it.
No way. Yeah. There is no way. He trusts himself, and he trusts himself with the lawyers and what he did and what he didn't do. I don't think he's going to trust Antonio Brown with that type of rap sheet of stuff he's done in the past. I mean, it makes no sense. But I am amazed, and we all were. We said this before opening night, that it was amazing that Kraft was there and nobody was talking about
it. It's like it never happened.
Yeah, because we were sure for how many months that this was going to be a big, huge deal.
And to me, so where will we be? Because this is the worst of it right now. As far as this story goes, assuming another woman or another situation doesn't pop up. But this will pass just as well, just as well as any other thing passes. The Kraft thing is a great example. Patrick Chung, that just happened. We don't hear anything about it.
Right.
Hot, crazy, for a couple days, gone.
Nobody's questioning whether he should be on the playing field, right? And that's a felony. Nobody's questioning it, right? This is a civil suit. But it's Antonio Brown. It is...
It's also this league.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's...
Well, those two guys are in this league,
too. Well, you know, but I'm just saying, like, you know, you never know what the hell's going to happen in this league. It just seems like, right?
Yeah,
but if you embarrass the Shield, now I know it seems like it's gotten a little bit softer here recently, right? We talked about that before, the day where they saw ratings are up 5% in the first week. Everything is good. Right? Everything is good. So, look, Ezekiel Elliott, we'll let him play. You know, nobody's not going to suspend him. Same thing with Tyreek Hill. Everything is good. So, do they want to take Antonio Brown off the field?
Yeah,
because I felt like 2 or 3 years ago, he'd already be off the field.
Yeah.
Seemed like they were a lot stricter back then.
I tell you what, there is nobody on Fifth Avenue in those offices today that is happy that he's hijacking their 100th anniversary. This is a big, huge deal for them, mm-hmm. right? And he is hijacking.
He's hijacked the entire season so far.
Right. Nobody is talking about the 100th anniversary. They're going to start reeling off the players and the great plays and all this other stuff. And what are we going to be talking about? The next crazy move, offense by Antonio Brown. And that was the one thing I would say, that this one might not go away, Christian, because who knows? I mean, there's a history. There could be a lot more.
Based on history, will tell you that there are more.
Yeah.
And other women become empowered and inspired and based on somebody else coming out first. I mean, that's usually what happens. Well, I didn't have the courage to do it. God, she did it. You know, Brittany Taylor did it. So, geez, I'm going to do it now also.
Right.
That happens all the
time.
So
if I was to ask you, is this the only case? Or are there more women coming up here soon within the next week?
I would guess more. Maybe not the next week, but... Wouldn't you think down the road there would be more?
I would. This is how it works, isn't it?
Yes, but okay. So if there's a lot of holes in this one, there's a ton of holes, and there's lots of doubt and a lot of things that are going on. And if you want to start with just what was the relationship like? What was it like? What did you think it was? What did he think it was?
Well, forget about
that. What did he think it was acceptable? Right. What you think was acceptable change, and you never told him? So. I just feel like there's so many different layers to this story. But yes, the truth is somewhere in the middle. But in a civil case, I don't know if it even matters. It's one juror. That's
it. when you read some of these texts or tweets that he was throwing out there, are you telling me that this is a guy that shows great respect for women?
No, but did you? Wait, hold on. Did you ever think he was like this high moral standard guy?
No.
He kept hiding behind the Bible and Fellowship of Christian Athletes and Bible study.
But you know how it is, though.
Give me a break.
We saw that too, and it started getting a little bit crazy. And that now some girl will come out and say he grabbed my ass one time.
Yeah,
and I didn't approve it.
That's what you'll get,
right?
Yeah.
Now, if it's that, or if it's another serious sexual assault charge, I shouldn't say serious, because grabbing your ass apparently is a sexual assault. I understand that. But at the same point, I think you could see a lot more of that stuff. And we'll see at what level that is.
It's good
women coming out.
I want you to read this. I want you to read.
I'm not reading that.
So in the brief, there was two text messages that were attached. From Antonio Brown to Brittany Taylor. And first of all, there's a lot of words you can't use, but I don't understand it anyways. I thought maybe you could read it, and then Lou and I could try and figure out what you're trying to say.
Do you know the woman, the passenger?
Start with the first.
Remember the passenger on
Airplane?
The movie Airplane? Had to,
they're speaking jive.
Yes.
Is this jive?
That's who you need today to read that. That's exactly you what you need.
I know the Urban
Dictionary. I want him to do it, though, because Brady's coming up here momentarily. I guess he's close to the podium. So he can read it a little bit later.
I'd like to find a woman from Airplane to actually do it. That would be perfect.
I've never seen a grown man naked.
You can honestly see that the relationship changed dramatically. And yes, he is mocking her. So whatever's going on, she tried to kind of, blackmail him somehow. He got something. So what do you think about this incarceration, Bob, with all these tweets and these DMs that were going back and forth about some other girl that he was talking to, claiming that she has proof that she was, Brittany Taylor was trying to set Antonio Brown up. He says, oh my God, this is great. You're going to make me cry. God is good. God is good. Then he says, hey, can you email me the audio? She says, well, that's on my other phone. My man's here, so I can't get my phone. Is anybody credible?
No, it's bizarre.
So
she keeps wait a minute. She doesn't even know. He doesn't even know who this woman is, and
no.
He's calling her
who are
love.
You?
He's calling her love. Who are you? And then
who are you? At one point.
The next tweet, the text
it
out
says,
there.
Hold on. Okay, hold on. Let me say. So
who are you? Threw me off. I thought they knew each other. Then after a while, it's like, wait, who is this again?
It says she has audio you need.
All right,
to
we got to hold on. We're going to go to Tom Brady. Here's Tom Brady in Foxborough.
Thank you. Yeah, we're 1-0. So. Let's keep it going. Be good for all of us. Hope you guys cheer for us.
Oh, God.
I don't know if that's allowed.
No, in the press box. It's like the first rule, like no cheering in the press box.
Don't be biased at all? Not even living here?
Objective.
cheer for Wednesday.
Okay. All right.
Getting right to it, Tom. Do you have any comment at all on the Antonio Brown allegations that are out there?
No.
Not a word to say?
Didn't I just answer that?
Do you think it'll be a distraction at all for your team going forward? I know you guys have dealt with so much through your whole career. You personally, the whole team, you've been through stuff like this before, I guess. So how do you put it aside?
I'm just trying to show up and play football and try to prepare. Miami's a good team. I'm going to get ready for them, and things that don't involve me, don't involve me.
What have the last couple of days been like just getting to know him and what's the first day like at practice?
Yeah, just like, you know, a lot of new players trying to get up to speed and so forth. There's a lot to learn. Again, coming in this time of year, I would say is challenging, but that's just a situation that happens a lot throughout the NFL. Different players change teams and so forth, and I think that's happened over the years, so just trying to do the best we can do.
Did he actually take you up on your offer to live at your house? Like, what happened with that?
Yeah, I'm not getting into all that, so, yeah.
What does he do well? I mean, I know it's one day, but, like, when you were working with him, like, what stood out to you about his skill set, his traits?
Well, he's a very productive receiver. I think that's, he's done a lot of things in the league as a great player over a long period of time, so.
Kinship with you guys are six round picks. You guys have, always kind of fighting to make it to the top.
Yeah, I think, I think you look at a guy like Julian, too. We've had a lot of undrafted players, late round picks. I think, what they can't evaluate at the combine, are probably things that might help you prolong your career. Or, you learn different skill sets when you're not the top pick. So, a lot of times I think it's, if you can stick with it and you can keep finding a way, the things that make you successful as a player, to me, are continuing to evolve your game, continue to work at your skills, the things you need to do, continuous improvement, discipline, hard work. Sometimes I think the guys who are later picks develop those traits, and then you realize, man, those really paid off for me. Let me keep doing them. I think sometimes it's a disadvantage when you're a, high pick. Everyone tells you how great you are all the time. You get more opportunity than everybody else. So I think the things that are sustainable are hard work, discipline, commitment. And, I'd say we've had a lot of players over the years that have fit that mold.
Tom, last year's game in Miami, the way that it had the crazy ending, is that being used at all for motivation this week? And are you kind of anxious to have a good game down there finally?
Yeah, we've had, for one reason or another, just struggles over a lot of years. I think they even predate me, which is hard to say because I've been here for a while. But to, five of our last six we've lost. I remember when we finally beat them down there the first time. I don't know if it was 03 or 04 on the pass to Troy Brown. That was like, the first time in however many years. So it's a challenging place to play. I think it's challenging when they come up here. I think it's challenging when we go down there. And, it's just, I think, dealing with different elements and showing a lot of mental toughness. Last year, I thought we played a pretty good game. But I think Coach reiterates his 60 minutes. In football, a lot of crazy things happen. You can't assume that, these guys are extremely skilled and they're great players. So just can't take our eye off what the goal is, and that's play a great 60 minutes of football against a team that we've always struggled against there. And it's a division game on the road early in the season, so it means a lot.
Tom, how about just the fact of, I know you pointed out in the preseason about, you won two very important games on the road, despite what your coach said.
Yeah.
But just trying to play better on the road in general this year.
Yeah, that's important. We've had some years, I think a couple years ago, we were 8-0. I think the year before that, maybe we were 7-1 or something like that. And last year, we weren't as good. Yeah, his math was a little off last time he brought that up, and but it's tricky. There's you're going on the road. I think communication is always a key, and us really over communicating I think is really important. But even early in the season, I think what's challenging is we haven't had, it's our first game on the road, regular season with a lot of new players, so it's a lot of different things that come up. We have to be able to communicate non-verbally, a lot of signals, you know, just make sure we're all on the same page. So that's definitely part of the early season challenge, and hopefully we can go out there and correct, you know, our ways from last year.
Tom, do you have to make any adjustments or changes because Brian Flores knows you so well, knows the system, knows your characteristics,
sure.
Or do you just go and do what you do?
Yeah, Brian's a great coach. So he's been sitting in these meetings for, you know, 15 years too, learning from Coach Belichick. You know, so he knows what we're trying to do. You know, we know what they're trying to do. I think we faced that before over some years with when Josh was in Denver, when, you know, Matty P's in Detroit, Eric Mangini was in the Jets, Romeo. So I think it's, you know, ultimately the game comes down to fundamentals and how well we executed the things that we planned for. But they're going to have a plan. They're going to have confidence in what they're doing. They're going to have a lot of film work to show their players to say, look, this is how it works. You know, this is what you got to do. And, you know, it's two well-coached teams that are going to go out there and try to play tough, hard-nosed football. And, you know, it's a challenge for us, but you know, hopefully we can pull it out.
Tom, you've talked a lot about new players coming in here and the adjustment they have to make on the football field. So far, so good with Antonio?
Well, I think, like all of us, you know, there's a lot of work to do. We have a long way to go. Where we're at today is very different than where we're going to be weeks from now. So just going to try to take it one at a time. And you know, I think all the, you know, it could be this great. It could be that. You know, that's for everyone else to discuss and not us. You know, we have to go out there and do it. And to do it takes a lot of hard work and effort and commitment. So if you focus on the short-term goals over a period of time, you know, those things can take care of themselves.
Good start today with Antonio?
You know, I always think we have, you know, good practices, there's good effort and so forth. So there's a lot of guys out there working hard. I mean, it's been a lot of fun, even, you know, for you guys to see all those joint practices we did. It's a hard-working team. We're going to stay that way. That's been a good hallmark of our team for a long time. And, you know, just go out there, put the effort in, try to do the best we can do, and then match up on the weekend and get the final result.
Tom, I know you make an effort to connect with every player in the locker room, all positions. Just from a logistical standpoint, when someone's like next to you or a couple away from you or in that same row,
yep.
Does that at all make it like, you know, like make it easier just because there's more of a chance for small talk or, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's like, it's like Park Place and Broadway, like that area of our locker room. I know that's a high rent district. So, yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of offensive players down there over the years. So, you know, it is, I think, for all of us to be together. I mean, Coach kind of groups everyone with, you know, their position groups for the most part. But definitely, you know, it's good to have everyone close. I mean, I think teams are about, you know, everyone coming together trying to do the right thing. And, you know, we're all here for one reason, that's to help us win games.
Would you say this group of receivers could be the most talented you've had in your career? I know you've had some great ones over the years.
We've had some great ones, and it's tough to compare. You know, everybody's got different skill set. I think it's easier to compare after the work's been done rather than before it's all been done. So we got a lot of things we're going to try to go out there and improve on, and we got off to a decent start, but this week we got to start fresh.
All right, there you go, Tom Brady, channeling a little bit of Bill Belichick.
No.
Not a word to say?
Not going to do it.
Didn't I just answer that?
Yeah. Right to it, Tom. Do you have any comment at all on the Antonio Brown allegations that are out there?
No.
Not a word to say?
Didn't I just answer that?
Ooh. Yeah, tough guy now. Ah, don't but you come at me with that weak
Brady
sauce.
Brady wasn't the one that, you know, the media's walking in to go after, right?
No, it's Bill.
It's Bill.
Yeah. I mean, Bill's GM of the team.
Bill. Well, I wonder.
Did you know? As the GM. Head coach, whatever. How are you feeling about it? You know, what are you going to do with him? Are you going to play? Are you going to practice? Like, Tom, is he going to play Sunday? I don't have to ask Coach. I mean, it's easy for his ass, right?
Living in your house, threw that one out there, not getting into that.
Okay, on Monday, we played a bunch of sound from Tony Dungy talking about how disappointed he was at Robert Kraft. Okay, new news, new information, new allegations. Tony Dungy, who are you more disappointed with? Are you disappointed with Robert Kraft? Or are you disappointed with Bill Belichick?
I'm disappointed in Robert Kraft.
I just, it just, to me,
Let's see.
You were right on with that one. He just didn't want to
have the balls.
He's got the balls. He's going to go at Kraft again?
This wasn't Kraft. Kraft wasn't like, hey, Bill, why don't we go after Antonio Brown? What do you think? And Bill's like, Well, Robert, if you want to sign him, then you sign him.
Oh, it's your call. I mean, you're running the football ops.
Let's do this.
Let's take a break. We come back. We'll get back to the phone calls at 617-779. Not soap. 617-779-7937. Teddy Bruschi is going to join us at 5:30. We've moved it up. Apparently, ESPN may apparently want him for a little bit of time down there. We'll do all of that and your phone calls coming up next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right to it, Tom. Do you have any comment at all on the Antonio Brown allegations that are out there?
No.
Not a word to say?
Didn't I just answer that?
Do you think it'll be a distraction at all for your team going forward? I know you guys have dealt with so much through your whole career. You personally, the whole team, you've been through stuff like this before, I guess. So how do you put it aside?
I'm just trying to show up and play football and try to prepare. Miami's a good team. I'm going to get ready for them, and things that don't involve me, don't involve me.
Ted,
what a great line.
He wouldn't even, by the way, when they were asking him how Antonio looked out on the practice field today, he wouldn't even do that. Notice what he did is he focused on the whole team, talked about everybody.
It's called the double over.
Yeah, when they were asking him about, how it is with Antonio, new player. He talked about a lot of new players come in here, and it happens all the time. Mm-hmm. He does not want to in any way attach himself to this guy.
You know who's really, enjoying all of this?
The Red Sox.
Well, the Red Sox, yeah. But
John Henry.
Patrick Chung?
Oh, yeah. That's another one, yeah.
Yeah, but his issues
forgot about
out.
Him, right?
Exactly.
So that was that was the first home game, correct?
Exactly.
That was week three of the preseason.
That's nothing, dude. That's just a blip in the rest.
Where is our boy Steve Burton? Why isn't Burton asking these questions? Why is there not a preseason halftime question right now?
That's the poll question.
This is why I love my job.
That's the poll question Sunday night. Yeah. What is worse, Patrick Chung's offense, Robert Kraft's, or Antonio Brown?
Don't your job.
I tell you what, that's a great one, though. Things that don't involve me, don't involve me.
Yeah.
Real simple, real easy, direct.
So easy for him.
You tell me, if you were on a team right now, and you know this is circling around. By the way, it won't be a distraction because this team has dealt with crap like this over and over. Plus, look at who they're playing. You tell me, if you were asked a question, wouldn't you get sick and tired of it? I don't want to talk about this guy.
Things that don't involve me, don't involve me.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, but to Lou's point, they're a lot easier on Tom because he absolutely has nothing to do with it, yet he's the CEO of the company
he's
expected to have a comment on it. Now, Bill, on the other hand, I mean, it's open season.
I mean, Tom could have came out and said, I didn't sign the guy.
Yeah,
I just, the guy shows up, I'm going to try to work with him, try to help us win. Is he going to play? I have no idea. I don't make these decisions. I don't trade for players. I don't sign players. I don't decide whether they play or not play.
This? Are you 1,000% on board now?
1,000,000%.
Oh, 1,000,000%. Reevaluate.
But he did come out, big smile, and he just laughed all of it off. I'm trying to read these text messages by Antonio
Brown.
Just
do one. I'll do it.
I got to be careful what I say, though, right?
Okay. Where are you starting, by the way? At the beginning?
At the beginning. Very good.
I thought you should pick.
You can't say the first sentence.
You can say Jack.
I can say, I jack my bleep on your back.
Keep going.
I don't know what the next thing is. He's trying to emphasize something. Slept with you in bed.
Space. Okay. Hold on. Space. Yeah.
Exclamation point.
Wait, is there a space after a word that you want to?
So, Lou, he's admitting right there that he slept with her in bed. So, he, I think, is looking at it that it was,
Okay, keep going.
Yeah, he's acknowledging. Bleep your knowledge, a bitch. I have been all pro before I even knew you. God, he can't spell. Well, he's dope. You hit me up online. Again, bitch, crying. I didn't hit you up, exclamation point. He loves that. You, which is the you, like, you know, the you, never left my house since you had hotel. You feel asleep. You feel asleep on my couch. You fell asleep. It should have been, right? Fell asleep on my couch, I think.
I think you, I feel like you have to explain that because it's
so, but he, he's trying to make
the word sleep.
So it's almost like he's trying to make a point here. You had a hotel. And instead, you slept on my couch.
You're translating. Good. Keep going.
There you go. Bleep out of here. My baby mama trick you dumb ass. Dumb. D-U-M.
Space, exclamation point.
Love of space is an exclamation point. Blast me. You're a failure. Telling everybody you, again, the letter U, own a gym. She does, though, doesn't she?
Yeah. Well, she owns a gym. I don't know.
What you gone? What you gone blast? Don't bleeping write my phone lean, bitch. I think that's lying. He spells it L-I-E-M. A bitch thought it was easy to get a, okay, using God alias.
You can say that.
To get a come up.
Yeah. I mean, that's not what you.
Yeah. Well, you don't know what he means.
I know what he means.
Do you know what he means?
Yes.
You can read Antonio Brown.
Oh, yeah. You're doing a good job translating it.
Using God, alias, fake ass hoe. That's probably not.
Not a garden tool.
No. You. Oh, here we go. You, then the letter N. Yeah. You.
Is there an accent in this
you
word?
And yeah.
Right. Mama thought y'all hoes had a come up bleep out of here. Don't write my team.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my
God.
Are
you kidding me?
That was exhausting.
Are you kidding me?
It's time for Out of Context Quotes from Glenn Ordway. Here's Glenn.
Go ahead, Glenn.
Thanks for giving us control of your life for 3 weeks, exclamation point. Next time, you and your mama plotting on a come up, make sure you all hoes, pick the right man, dumbass hoes. This is unbelievable.
I tell you what, it's so much. I tell you what, he's been exposed at how stupid he is.
He's remember
so
we were
dumb.
Saying this the other day?
That Central Michigan. Who do we know with a Central Michigan diploma? Anyone?
Do they give them?
I think you just get one. They hand them out like candy.
Unbelievable. There is one word that's deleted here, right?
I think it's a name.
It was a name, yeah.
Oh, that's
a college friend.
Okay. It was his buddy how they were.
So then it goes on.
Laughing about this.
Oh, my God. This is unbelievable.
Yeah, but he references the back part twice.
He references the back part, and then he said,
like what he did.
Slept with you in bed. So
yeah, so there was. Right. Who the hell? I mean, whatever. You gonna? Hey, Your Honor, I would like to Exhibit A. I would like to read to you.
Could you say,
Mr. Antonio Brown? Would you please read line one for the jury, please?
Next 7-year-old time, you judge and your mama plotting on a come up. Make sure you all hoes pick the right man, dumbass hoes.
So some like 7-year-old judge is like, can somebody describe me what a come up is?
Yeah. In the right context, please. So I'm not really sure. Is that a bad thing, a good thing? And how's it spelt? I'm not sure.
Could you see Belichick here last night going through this? Exclamation point.
This complaint, he's reading this. Go, holy, what did I get
You're
going to
see him
into?
Texting. He's all mad. He's like, oh.
Get myself. You want the injury report?
Oh, jeez, please.
Brandon Bolden, hamstring. Marcus Cannon, shoulder. Yeah. Matt Lacoste, ankle. You ready for this? They all practice. Marcus Cannon was on the practice field today.
Lacoste practice?
What about Gunner's broken nose?
You're fine with a broken nose. You just kind of look ugly.
I know, but I was waiting for it. I asked Bill all about it. Cannon and Gunner's broken nose on Monday. He said he was all excited to send this report out Wednesday.
Yeah, I think you can go out there. Mike is in Framingham. Next up here on OMF. Hi, Mike.
Hey, you know, people talk about distraction with the Patriots.
No.
I don't think there's ever distraction. They don't care about what you ask them. I mean, the world could be blowing up on Monday. Belichick and those guys just concerned about the football on Sunday.
I will be shocked if they have any difficulty in this Miami game. I mean, think about this. We remember what happened last year with the Miami Miracle. They've lost 5 out of 6 in Miami, which is amazing. Because how many times do we sit here every week and we come up with these obscene, positive, optimistic statistics on the New England Patriots? Mm-hmm. 5 out of 6 losses in Miami.
What are you laughing at?
I never read the text line. Sorry, Glenn. I never read the text line ever. Yeah. I just happen to kind of take a gander and see what people were saying about you. Can we get Joe Kostig to read this? Can we send this to
get
him?
Get the hell man on it.
Can we get Kostig to read this? This would be great.
Perfect. But five out
of six. This is trouble.
5 out of 6 losses in Miami. That's amazing.
Yeah,
how
it
good
is crazy.
This team has been. And they have been god-awful down there. They find a way to lose. I just see no way that this is a competitive game. And we know Miami sucks, and you know they're tanking it, and they have a mutiny going on there. Plus, Bill remembers last year people talking about, oh, ex-Bill guys, coaches, players, as coaches now, they
all
beat them.
Yeah, but I also
them.
Feel like you have lots of ammunition to scare this team into not taking any chances.
No, of course.
Not going on the road, second week of the season, because there's lots of camouflage. They got killed by Baltimore. They got completely housed. You're going to think, oh, this team sucks. Let's not take any chances.
Here's the other one. You know, the temperature today is like 84, I believe, outside here, and it's humid today.
Beautiful.
It's going to be 83 and humid in Miami on Sunday. So is this a real departure from what these guys are practicing?
The only problem
with this
is I think every year they've had some bad teams. You sit there and say, all right, this year's different. You know, this year's different. I mean, you look at this game. The spread, I think, is still at 18.5. You know, and you say they're going to destroy this team. Defensively, they're outstanding. Offensively, they got a lot of weapons. But I think you've been able to say that in the past about many of these Patriots teams going down to Miami. And it never works. Like, they just struggle down there.
No, we fall victim. Every...
How many times do you think you said, this year's different? I know they struggle in the past, but
said
the Dolphins suck.
Said it last year.
I'm just saying, say it every year. You know, except for maybe one or two when they've actually been somewhat decent. They never win.
So, who knows? I just can't believe they're going to do it again, Lou.
I agree.
If they do, this will be a major disappointment.
Because this looks like one of the better Patriots teams we've seen in a while.
And one of the worst Miami teams we've seen in a while. Okay?
Jeez, all right, we got to talk about this video. That was released also.
Okay. We'll get into the
video. Every hour. I just lost it. Damn it.
Oh, God.
Let me find it.
Can somebody help the big fellow over here? Big fellow with his computer? 617-779-7937. Back to the phone calls next. It's already starting nationally. Patriots cannot put him in uniform on Sunday. And by the way, isn't Miami one of the sites of where one of these assaults happened? I believe it is. And they're sitting there going, you cannot put him in uniform on Sunday. I believe the Patriots are going to have him in uniform on Sunday, and I don't believe that the NFL is going to get to this investigation, certainly sit down and talk with the participants until next week, and it's going to piss off an awful lot of people, but looks like he's going to be in uniform on Sunday. We'll get to your phone calls coming up next. What you gone blast, don't bleeping write my phone, lean bitch.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Take OMF with you wherever you go. Download the radio.com app. Now back to Ordway, Marconi, and Fourier on WEEI.
Can I get you something?
I have been all pro before I even knew you.
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
I didn't hit you up, exclamation point.
Oh, stewardess, I speak jive.
Oh, good.
He said that he's in great pain and he wants to know if you can help him.
All right, would you tell him to just relax and I'll be back as soon as I can with some medicine.
Just hang loose, blood. She's gonna catch up on the rebound on the med side.
You feel asleep on my couch.
Cut me some slack, Jack.
Don't bleeping write my phone. Lean, bitch.
Chump don't want to help. Chump don't get the help.
Oh, my God.
By the way, there are a lot of videos that are suddenly popping up here. I've seen two of them now on Instagram in which it's him along with Brittany Taylor, and they are cozy, very cozy together. So is somebody doing this right now, kind of like, getting it out there?
Anyone who has video of them at all, and people are probably searching for on their phone to try and find old video clips or whatever. Now that they're going to get money for it, maybe they will. Maybe they use it, give it to TMZ. Who knows? But that's, I think you're going to see more videos
so
like
if you
that.
See stuff like that where they're really cozy together and, you know, it does it not diminish what she's trying to project out there that he violated her?
That's what they're trying to do.
Wasn't there somewhere in it that they actually did admit that they were, you know, intimate?
I'm not sure I read that part of it. I thought they were friends. He may be claiming that. I'm not sure.
Maybe it's his lawyer statement.
Yeah, I'm not sure I buy that. I think he might have said that. But we're seeing now two different videos off of Instagram, and I'm sure there are more you're going to see out there. And they just look really cozy together. And somebody, obviously, has got some campaign out there to throw this stuff out here.
To
make
it. Well, no, but I would just say, let's just say you're a friend of a friend, and you just happen to be at the same party, and you have a videotape of them. You're going to release it somehow. You're somehow trying to get some attention, some likes, or some follows.
Yeah, no, in her claim that there was a brother-sister relationship.
Yeah.
It was the statement from his lawyers that said, in 2018, the accuser resurfaced off the travel to Pennsylvania, South Florida to train Mr. Brown upcoming season. Thereafter, the accuser engaged Mr. Brown in a consensual personal relationship. Any sexual interaction with Brown was entirely consensual. So his lawyers are saying that they had a relationship.
Well, that's their case.
Her lawyers are saying, no, they were just best friends.
So what I'm looking at with these videos and how cozy they are and a lot of touchy-feely stuff, it almost plays into what he's trying to present right now.
Right.
Like, come on, we had consensual sex.
Right.
We were friends at one time, but then it crossed over. And then she's accusing me of this, and then she's asking for money. And I think that's his game right now. Frank is in Rhode Island, next up here in EEI.
What's up, guys? How
are
we doing today?
Good, Frank.
Here's my thing. I think Antonio Brown is going to be suited up, even if the Pats don't want him to, because if Oakland knew about this, I'm sure they contacted the league. And now the league, they don't want to be the ones that get sued, and neither do the Patriots. His potential future earnings will go into tens of millions, and I don't think either one wants to be the one that stops him from playing.
See, there's two things. Do they need Antonio Brown to play?
No.
I don't think they do either. But I would also say they need to set a precedent and for all cases moving forward.
The league.
Well, no, the Patriots, if the league, so it's right now it's in the league. The league says they're investigating. So right now, all there is an accusation. That's it. That's all there is an accusation. Her side, you haven't heard a rebuttal. You have a statement from his attorney, which I think is kind of chopped up. It's not even very good. I don't even think her brief is any good, but whatever. So If you just want to sit there and just avoid the criticism and then the optics that go along with having this guy, because like you said, there's going to be these third party groups, advocate groups that are going to say, you know, this is terrible. You know, you need to find him. You need to suspend him. He needs to be kicked off the team right away. Just the accusation is enough. Where there's smoke, there's fire. He did something wrong.
You can't do that.
You need to pay. He needs to pay. He needs to be punished.
You can't do that. That's the part of the right you have in this country. You can't do that. See, I think the Patriots to this point have played it right down the line. They issued a statement last night. They said the severity of it and how they're going, you know, there's an investigation and that they don't take lightly to this. They did all of that. Belichick answered nothing today, but he did not make a statement anywhere close to what he did with Albert Ainsworth back in 2011. No. So he played that fine line. But you can't now suddenly pull him out of the game if you're the New England Patriots. You're coming out and saying, we're going to let the league decide this in their investigation, and at that point then you act on it, right? You don't act on it now.
Listen, I think it'll be interesting to see if he plays or not, because they could hide behind, you know, he just showed up.
They could do that.
He doesn't know the offense.
They could do that.
We're going to sit him for 1 week. Oh, Demaryius Thomas was inactive last week. Antonio Brown will be inactive this week as well. We're going to get him ramped up a little bit, right? That's all. And just sort of see where it goes for another week or so.
See how the wind's blowing.
That's it. I mean, if this woman's going to sit down with them earlier in the week, next week, and it's sort of like, let's get through this next week. She's going to sit down with Goodell. You're going to probably sit down with Goodell. Both sides, they're going to hear both sides of the story. Let's just see where this is a week from today, Wednesday.
Right.
You know, and this week we'll just play it off as, well, what's the difference? We didn't dress Demaryius. Last week we're not dressing Antonio. He's got to get caught up. He just showed up on Wednesday. What do people expect?
But I'll guarantee
you. Even though we all know he could play.
Yeah, they're in contact with the league, too. And the league's got to worry about the Players Association as well in all of this. If they try to put him on the exempt list, even though he's getting paid, if I'm the Players Association, I want to know why. Because I'm sitting there going, if we don't defend a player, then any time there's a civil suit against one of our players, union members, then they now have the right to throw them on the exempt list. I mean, and then it could affect their bonuses down the road if they don't play in certain games. I want to get back to what this last guy said, because he thought that Oakland knew about it. Listen, both Oakland and New England might have known a bunch of stuff that somebody's trying to extort them, and, you know, that stuff might have been brought up. I don't think anybody knew that she was filing a civil lawsuit. That would surprise me if they thought that a civil lawsuit was coming out, correct?
Wait, you think that the Raiders didn't have an idea?
You don't think there are a bunch of players out there who are being extorted by somebody and that maybe they bring it up to their team?
Do you think Antonio Brown knew? He had an idea, right? You think Rosenhaus knew?
Well, not only do I think he knew, but in the indication of incarcerated Bob, when you look at the DM messages, you almost get the idea that maybe he's been paying her for a while.
Okay, so you think Rosenhaus obviously knew, because that would be the first person I would talk to. Man, how is this going to affect my career? What should we do? We should get ready.
Yeah,
we
but extorting is one thing. Filing a lawsuit is different.
I know, but just as far as, listen, I'm holding out. I'm causing all a stink. I'm trying to get out of Oakland. And at the same time, I have this. I know this girl that I was screwing around with is
going to
drop a lawsuit. So now I'm a free agent. First stage is complete. Should we tell the Patriots that this is like Ben Watson? Hey, you're going to sign me. I've been taking all this illegal stuff. I'm not going to be able to play in the first four games.
I think the Patriots.
What a solid effort. All right, so you think that Rosenhaus was forthright, was honest and open, and said, guys, this is what's going on right now. It's going to be ugly and uncomfortable.
I think Rosenhaus is a very powerful agent in this league, and the Patriots are a very powerful team. And if he's openly admitting that they've known this for a while, coming out today or whatever, that it was coming when it came out, Bill's going to sit there and say, really? I mean, I thought we had a relationship here. I have a lot of your players. We've dealt with you in the past. Hell, I'm the GM. I bring players in. You deal with me. And you're going to hold this out? And you're not going to tell me? So I think that they knew. I think the Raiders knew. I think Rosenhaus, I think Antonio Brown knew it was coming. I think the Patriots knew.
Yeah, but is it possible that they knew that some woman, we got some, this crazy woman, she's trying to extort him.
Yeah, and you're kind of, you're softening it up. And then they see the brief, they're like, holy crap.
Yeah, but I don't think anybody, including Rosenhaus, was expecting a lawsuit, right? And that comes out, and suddenly everything changes.
Well, they might have been like,
and then the Times blows it up, and it's suddenly a big story.
So I saw that original. So there was a tweet, right? The Patriots breaking. Patriots to Tony Brown accused of three separate incidents, sexual assault, rape. This guy, Vic Tafor, who writes for the Raiders on the Athletic, he wrote, this was coming for a while. And then somebody responded, as in the Raiders also knew, and he just responded, was pending for a while. Those tweets have been deleted. So he just deleted them. He covers the Raiders, works for the Athletic, just deleted.
Think the Raiders asked him to do that?
So I don't, you know.
Yeah, do you think the Raiders went to him and said, hey, can you delete those
who
things?
Can you do it? It's a solid.
Who knows?
Solid,
you know? I have no idea. But he deleted them. I think everybody knew, but obviously Rosenhaus was sort of downplaying it, saying, listen, I don't know where this is going to go. This girl's got nothing. It's a money grab. We'll take care of it. She got nothing.
Well, I think everybody knew on Saturday, people started to know about this incarcerated Bob and some of the stuff that was out there. But I'm wondering, did anybody know to the depth that there was going to be a civil lawsuit filed? I'm not sure they knew that much. I think it sounds to me like this has been going on for some time. And he has been paying her money. So is that hush money to quiet her up? or is she just extorting him and he did nothing wrong? That's the question. We're going to reset the table. We'll give you the latest on this Antonio Brown story. And Teddy Bruschi will join us and we'll get his opinion on all of this coming up. Remember, on Sunday on TV, he said he did not like this, did not approve of it. We'll get to him at 5:30 today. We go 30 minutes commercial-free next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.